Community Corner is brought to you by JN Foundation, impacting communities through innovation and inspiring Jamaicans to find a way.
Oh, I know a place we can carry on. Oh, I know a place we can carry on. Come children, we must carry on now. We can carry on, yeah. We can carry on, oh yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to those who have just joined. Aldith Hunker, thank you for joining us. Earl Allen, thank you. And of course, Dr. Jenny Jemmott. Welcome, Dr. Jemmott.
Professor Shepherd, and to all your listeners as well, a beautiful morning.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being back on the program with the Parish Histories of Jamaica. Let me just remind our listeners that this is a project by the Jamaica National Foundation. The project is a collaboration between the Jane Foundation and the Department of History and Archaeology at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. The project has completed 5 parishes to date: Portland, Trelawney, St. Thomas, St. Mary, and St. Catherine. And upcoming parishes, maybe by the end of this year, will be St. Elizabeth and St. James. You got Trelawney, you did Trelawney. How did Trelawney get its name?
Okay, well, actually, interestingly, it was named after the governor of the time, William Trelawney, who really supervised the creation of the parish in 1770.
Mm-hmm.
But the story of how it came about really explains the name Trelawney.
Tell us about it.
Trelawney was the only parish actually in Jamaica's history to be created in direct response to the campaigns and petitions by the people who are living in the area. In this case, for almost 40 years, the planters of Eastern St. James repeatedly petitioned the government to make the eastern part of St. James a separate parish.
Mm.
Well, under the governorship of William Trelawney in 1770, their request was finally granted, and the parish of Trelawney was carved out of the eastern part of St. James. So I think it's not only because he was the governor at the time, but also, more importantly, because he was the governor who granted their desires and their wishes.
I see. So what are the highlights of this parish's history then?
Yes, well, a whole lot and too many to mention today, but just a couple of them. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that everybody recognizes that Trelawney Parish is home to the greatest part of the Coptic country.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the highlights of this history shows that the Leeward Maroons, they made their base in the Coptic country in Trelawney, but also in parts of St. James and St. Elizabeth. So, in particular, they had a very famous and almost impenetrable base. The Maroons,
mm-hmm.
led by Kodjo, they had this famous base known as Petty River Bottom.
What is a river bottom?
Petty. P-E-T-T-E-E.
Oh,
Petty,
I see.
River Bottom.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Named after the Petty River in St. James.
Okay.
Interestingly, the people of St. James have always claimed the honor of having this famous Maroon base as theirs.
Mm.
The research on this parish, however, has shown that Petty River Bottom was approximately 7 acres wide, and that this base stretched across the border between St. James and Trelawney. It had 2 entrances, one of which opened out into St. James, but the other one, interestingly, opened into Trelawney. So the end result of this research shows that both St. James and Trelawney have to share the proud legacy of hosting perhaps the most famous, one of the most famous Maroon bases.
Well, you say there are many highlights. So,
highlights?
Yes.
Just a few more to mention right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, the parish evolved from very early in the post-slavery period and perhaps before as the home of a thriving yam production culture.
You know, yes. I still have my mug, Mark Trelawney Yam Festival.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yes.
And long before the Trelawney Yam Festival came about, Trelawney, because of the work of the small farming communities, mm-hmm. places like Albertown and so on, which was a free village to begin with,
mm-hmm.
They had developed this distinction of producing more yams than any other parish. And that is kudos to Trelawney.
Mm.
Right. The parish, another quick highlight, the parish is also home to a place which I think quite a few people would recognize the name. It's called Winnersen Unicom.
Winnersen Unicom. Yes, we have always heard about that. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm an expert on why that, the meaning of that.
Well, let me very quickly share a few thoughts with you and your listeners. This community is today still known as Winnersen Unicom, perhaps a slight variation in the name. It's located in southern Trelawney. But it had its birth around 1812 when some enslaved persons from surrounding estates in Trelawney left the estates and established a farming community in the hills. And this community was made up of not just themselves, but their families. It was a self-sufficient community, and it lasted despite many, many efforts
mm-hmm.
to destroy the community. It lasted well into the middle of the 1820s. But the secret behind the name is that over time, the enslaved people, who, by the way, were not Maroons, they're not to be confused with the Maroons, the residents of this community. They realized that the secret to their survival
mm-hmm.
was in isolating themselves from the outside world.
Oh.
In other words, even their friends and relatives that they left behind on the estate,
mm-hmm.
they recognized that, you know, they had to keep them away.
Oh.
So if indeed they did not issue an invitation to you to come and visit them, then of course
you have to turn your yard.
You're not come.
Yes. So
them to survive.
Before you continue though, because I was talking about the 1831-32 Emancipation War, lots of people from Trelawney were hanged and punished.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Want me to go on to that?
I think I'm going to leave that for another program when we talk about towards August, you know. But
all
I just wanted
right.
to mention that quickly, that Trelawney also has a distinction of fighting for freedom, you know.
Oh, definitely.
So
fighting and dying for freedom.
Absolutely. Exactly.
For freedom.
Exactly. So who would you, apart from the one we know, who are the other famous inhabitants?
Okay. Again, many, but I will mention a few.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, historically, William Nibb, famous Baptist missionary and advocate.
You just hear Shalman Scott tell us, you know, like, Nibb.
There are different perspectives.
Yes, of course. He was, let me just correct that. Not that he doesn't like him as a person. He has no mm-hmm. personal thing about him. He's just saying that we need to set the record straight in terms of what William Nibb really was. That's what he was saying. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, certainly from the perspective of the free people,
mm-hmm.
he was their advocate. He was their champion. He was their supporter. But anyway,
yes.
Frederick Keitel,
mm-hmm.
A small cane farmer who stood up against the mighty cane farmers of Trelawney. He became the champion of the small cane farmers across the parish
mm-hmm.
and indeed throughout Jamaica, because he became president of the All Island Cane Farmers Association.
Don't you have a school named Cedric Titus?
And they named a school
named
Cedric Titus High mm-hmm. School after him.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly and sadly, he was on his way to one of the meetings of the association when he became involved in the traffic accident that took place.
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, there is the late Honorable Hugh Lawson Shearer.
Mm-hmm.
He, believe it or not, was a favorite son of the Martha Bray community.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Made a big deal about him and
mm-hmm.
his homecoming mm-hmm. episode.
Mm-hmm.
Trelawney has a fantastic sporting legacy.
Of course.
With a long list. And so I'll only mention three here this morning.
Yes.
You all know.
Yes.
Michael Freyter is one.
Mm-hmm.
Usain Bolt and mm-hmm. Veronica Campbell-Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And what
mm-hmm.
I'd like to say about them is beyond their athletic achievements,
mm-hmm.
they also created a legacy of giving back to
yes.
their respective communities. And
okay.
that legacy continues.
So as there we run... Sorry, the late who?
Yes, I was about to mention the late Rex Nettleford.
Yes, of course.
Creative, from Bunkers Hill.
Bunkers Hill, yes.
Yes.
And
scholarly genius. John Maxwell, who, by the way,
mm.
was a protector of the Coptic country against
Yes, we know that.
down to his death. And mm-hmm. most famous of all, if you wish, Mrs. Violet, the late Mrs. Violet Moss Brown.
Yes.
In 2017, she placed Trelawney and Jamaica on the record book.
Yes.
As she became the oldest living person in the
yes,
world.
Yes, yes, yes. And we all know
Aunt Vi.
So as we wrap, tell our listeners why everyone, not just the people of Trelawney, should be keen to read this research on the parish.
Okay. Well, I would say, firstly, the history of Trelawney contains many stories of struggle
mm-hmm.
and perseverance
mm-hmm.
in the face of overwhelming odds.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that this can inspire all of us in Jamaica to face the current challenges, especially the current
mm-hmm.
one,
yeah.
with a similar courage and a determination
okay.
to overcome.
All right.
And
so
finally, if I could just one last thing.
Yes.
Trelawney's history is important for all of us in Jamaica because of their outstanding legacies in sport as well as the creative and cultural fields.
Okay.
We must remember that many of these have their origins right there in Trelawney. So reading Trelawney's history will help to make us Jamaica proud.
And of course, next time we'll talk about the economy. So Carvel Burrell from Canada asking about the economy. We don't have time, but we'll do that.
Sure.
Tourism and so on.
Oh,
and
yes.
And of course, remind us again how people can get this research.
Right. The website is hosted by Jamaica National Foundation. It is History Jamaica, one word, historyjamaica.org.
Mm-hmm.
Just log on to that, and all the parishes that have been completed and uploaded
okay.
are there.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gemma. This was so interesting. I know I test your patience by the time limit, but you did well.
No, thank you so much.
You
sort of urged me to want to continue.
Excellent.
To me, it's exciting. It's
excellent.
I like to talk about.
And I think those who are on Instagram can follow at Parish Histories JA for interesting content. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And thank you.
You're very welcome.
To the Department of History, the individual researchers, and the Jane Foundation. Thank you so much, Dr. Gemma. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Great.
But when you try to accumulate, but they just can't appreciate, and all of your best dreams are just a drift through space.
Community Corner was brought to you by JN Foundation, impacting communities through innovation and inspiring Jamaicans to find a way.